I have an eagle in my yard. A large eagle was bought by two men and their wife who sitting here from my church some years ago. And it's been sitting there 2 or 3 years, I think. And I was walking in the yard the other day, and the Spirit told me, you have the eagle turned the wrong way. I'm talking about a large eagle on a mount they bought. He says, you have the eagle turned the wrong way. Well, it's between my house where Carol and I live and the guest house next door. The eagle's sitting on a big stage about this tall. I want you to get this point because I'm about to show you something. And I'm walking down my driveway to the back of my house where the garden is, and the Spirit says, the eagle turned the wrong way. Now, the eagle is designed this way. He's sitting on that stand, but his head turned like that. So I had him sitting straight, and the head was turned to the guest house. And the Lord says, the eagle is not set right. So I said, what you gonna do? He said, turn him this way, and his head gonna be toward the street. Now, when the Lord wanna confirm something, I come here to my office, I have an eagle on my desk. He was turned the wrong way. He was turning, looking at the oneness of God. Said, turn him so when people come in the office, he can look at them. In essence, you know what I'm saying? Or they can look at him, see him right. So I said, okay. Now that happened last week before last, and today it happened because I had contemplation to tell you about this reformation. Now, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get there fast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, God. Yes, sir, God.
You understand some of the things, Reformation is going back to God's original plan. We've been going about it wrong.
Yes, sir.
To a large degree. That's why so many people held back. Some of us have broken out, but tonight many people are going to break out.
Glory to God.
There are some things that we have to know. Take notes. I'm going to do the best I can to stay calm with you.
Yes, sir.
Write this note down before we go to, I'm going to go to three scriptures, but I want you to write this note down. Satan and the world system trying to get us to hustle for what is already ours.
Yeah.
So your hustling for prosperity is over.
Yes.
Your hustling to be debt free is over.
It's over.
You're going to know how to walk right into it.
Yes, sir.
Swiftly.
Swiftly. Wow.
They're going to get a little strong now. You want to try to make it happen through prayer and promises. It's not going to happen that way.
Yes, sir.
Prayer and promises. We try to make it happen that way. It's not going to happen that way. The Reformation is going to show you how to walk right into it. Here's where we're going in the study tonight. Standing on the platform of the covenant, knowing that it's already yours.
Wow. Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Standing on the platform of the covenant, knowing that is already yours.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Right? When you're pulling money coming, you're pulling with prophetic covenant authority. Prophetic. Not, see, get Leroy out of there. Get Leroy out of there. Get Leroy out of there. I said prophetic covenant authority.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, a lot of hustling will be stopped in your spiritual walk.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will take over.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Satan, if you don't watch, he'll use scripture to whip you with.
Wow.
If you don't handle the scripture right,
yes, sir,
and don't know your rights, this one here. Confessions cannot take the place of covenant. Y'all don't act like I'm not preaching.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can make 95 confession and make one covenant stand and to blow them out the water.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to leave Darryl knowing that you're already rich.
Yes, sir.
You're going to leave here knowing that it's rightfully yours, and you won't have to cry and write 50 pages down to get it. You just take it. It's time for the body of Christ to have it.
Yes, sir.
To walk in it. I'm not just talking about it, quoting scriptures and praying about it and saying about it. I'm talking about having it, living in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I release covenant angels over your finances tonight. I knew you never heard of them. I release covenant financial angels over your finances tonight. That's what he told me to do. Every person under the sound of my voice, the covenant financial angels are loose on your finances tonight. Anybody ever talk about covenant financial angel?
No, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Covenant, he told me, he said, tonight, when you stand before you, release covenant financial angels over my children. That means covenant angels that know that prosperity, wealth, increase, and abundance belong to you now. Hands are no more tied over your life because you know they're out there working and you know you're not by yourself. Y'all going to have financial miracles that you can't explain. Things going to happen because the angels are going to work. Now they're stirring up. Hallelujah. So since that, and I'll give you two more things, then we're going to go to scripture and I'm going to get what we're talking about tonight. Get ready for the outpouring, overflowing, outbreaking of money in your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For kingdom living on earth. I'm going to give you that again.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the outpouring, overflowing, outbreaking of money in your life. For kingdom living on earth.
Yes.
That's the way a king child should live.
Yes, sir.
So the Spirit of God said to me, money coming bring us back prophetically to our covenant of wealth.
Yes.
Now the word prophetic is real strong because it's a divine insight that the enemy has been trying to hide and a route he wants you to take. Sometimes we're missing our turn.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, get ready. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Money cometh releases financial dominion in the kingdom.
Wow, man. Yes, sir.
Open with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Familiar verse, verse 18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Give you time to get there. Because I want you to look at it. Even though you know it, I want you to look at it. If you do, see, you can't do that. You gotta go with it, the time with it, you see. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord. Thou shalt do what? Thy God, right?
Yes, sir.
For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth.
Yes.
Watch what he says. That he may.
Right.
So you mean to tell me my wealth got something to do with the covenant?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me God won't bless me with wealth because I can help the covenant?
Right, sir. Right. That's it, sir.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
So wealth, prosperity, and abundance is your covenant right.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to wrestle with the devil. You don't have to wrestle with the system.
Yes, sir.
Right. Come on.
You don't have to depend on that little Mickey Mouse job.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you say, but you don't know how much I'm making. It's not enough. Believe me, your company can't stand with the covenant.
Yeah.
I believe the covenant is more loaded than your company that you work for. They're talking about how many, you got a few million, 50 million. That ain't God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I keep running my spirit. Our God is loaded.
I
never heard that before. I never heard I lack it. I lack that. Our God, my God is loaded. Psalm 24:1, tell me. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in it. My Father is loaded. Why would a father be that loaded and let his children drag? My children, my grandchildren know that dad ain't gonna let you down. You gonna go to the best school, wear the best clothes.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't want me to preach in here, do you? Turn again to Psalm 35. Psalm 35 here for a minute. Hallelujah. Psalm 35, verse 27.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Let them shout for joy. Watch these instructions real closely and don't play with it. Tell three people I'm out. I'm out. You may be seated. Tell three more people I'm in. Out of debt. In wealth. Now, many of you all have been studying and reading and some of these Sam scriptures, and you've been praying, and you've been sowing, and you've been giving. But tonight, you're going to learn the route.
Yes, sir. Wow.
You're gonna stop thinking that confession gonna get it.
Uh-huh.
It's not a confession; it's a covenant.
Yes, sir.
Prayer. We did a lot of praying about finances, right?
Yes, sir.
But it's already done.
It's already done.
So the enemy can get you to pray wrong.
Wow.
You're praying about it and you're really sincere, but
yes, sir,
but you're not praying like you own it.
Yes, sir.
What he said, and he give us power to get well, right?
Yes.
And to establish what?
His covenant.
So, see what up there? The home of covenant winner?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's us. Yes, sir.
That's us.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, watch this scripture now. Psalm 35, 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. How many of y'all favor his righteous cause?
Yes, sir.
Let them say continue, let the Lord be magnified. How many of y'all want to magnify the Lord? Which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant.
Yeah.
So, my prosperity gives God pleasure. So now the opposite of that, if I'm not prospering, it caused God displeasure. For he has already provided for me to be prosperous.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to another scripture. I got one, two more scriptures to go to. Give me Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV. God got a plan.
God
God has a plan. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, nobody, watch what I say. Now, listen very carefully now, because you won't be able to handle it if you don't listen in the spirit. Nobody gonna leave you in debt. You understand? I'm talking covenant language.
Yes,
I'm talking to something that has already. The Bible said he was rich, but he became poor that we might be rich.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
See, you got to get out of debt before the paper changes.
Yeah.
You got to walk in revelation. You got to leave here tonight free,
yeah. free.
From all financial obligations.
Yeah.
Because the anointing being released in you for that. How you gonna say you walk by faith and not by sight and can't get out of debt tonight? How can you say I'm walking by faith? Are you really walking by faith? Do you really believe the covenant? Do you really believe that God is prophetically speaking to you tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you can't go by, you can't leave here by facts. You can't leave here by feeling. You gotta leave here in faith, baby. You read the 11th chapter of Hebrews, they ain't had no feeling and all that stuff. They was operating by faith. God said it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Then sell it. I have what he say I have. I am who he say I am. I can do what he say I can do. Can you see it? See, Satan wants to live by feeling. And he wants to live by facts. But the Bible didn't say the facts should set you free. So God's word, truth, no matter how your life is. When you line up with his word, your life going to be just like his word. Tonight that anointing come on you. You're going to think different, talk different, walk different, act different. Hallelujah.
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 Hey, say, for I know the plans. I remember who it was, my daddy, plan, purpose, and pursuit.
Yeah.
When you know the plan, you know the purpose, you pursue that plan and purpose, no matter what nobody else say. Because if y'all stick with the church at large, you going to stay broke.
Right.
And you going to sing them hymns. Unsatisfied. For I know the plans I have for you. So God got a plan, right?
Yes.
Declares the Lord. Who said it?
The Lord.
Who trust what the Lord said? Look what his plan was then.
Well.
Look what it said. Plans. And not to harm you. To give you hope and a future. Plans. You got not plans, it's plural. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. It seemed like it's harm not to be prosper.
Yes, sir.
It hurt, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
See, I've been on both sides of the road. Both sides of the fence. Both sides of the pond. I've been on both sides.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't going back to the other side no more. And it's for everybody under the sound of my voice.
Yes,
I wave it over you. I wish I could just throw it on you. Everybody online, everybody. It's for you. And oh, my goodness. Look at one more scripture and then we'll go to work. Look at one more scripture now. And the scriptures, I think they're in chronological order telling us something. Joshua 1:8. See, you have a part to play. You have to get out the traffic.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
Get out the traffic. get out the traffic and get into God's plan, God plan to prosper you, you got this book of the law.
Yes.
Shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there and day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou.
Yes, sir.
See, God ain't going to make you prosper. God has already made you prosper.
Yes, sir. Already. Yes, sir.
That's your job right there.
Yes, sir.
Meditate in the word day and night,
yes,
that you may observe to do all according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt have. Let's sit down. Let's go. All right. We are empowered for wealth on the platform of the covenant. His covenant. Look in Genesis 13 quickly, verses 14 and 15. Put it on the board for me because I'm going to go fast. Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15. We are empowered for wealth on the platform of the covenant. Not how many confession we write. Not how many times we say it. And the Lord said unto Abram after that Lot was separated from him, got to get some lots from around you. You can't get your lot because of Lot. I couldn't pair that up. And the Lord said unto Abram after that Lot was separated from him, could it be Lot was holding Abraham back? Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, and each. Y'all start looking. Northward, he told us. Northward, southward, eastward, and watch, and westward. It's going to be coming all the way. Hallelujah.
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 15 verse. For all the land which thou seest. Go out there and hustle and see can you get some of it. I will give it. And to thy seed forever. You see that? Prosperity is a gift. Abundant is a gift.
Yes.
Living debt-free is a gift.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Having plenty is a gift.
Yes.
Now this one, I really want you to see it, because we sometimes trying to activate prosperity through a promise. The covenant is not a promise. It is a covenant.
Yes, sir.
It's a contract already signed, already sealed, and already delivered.
Yes, sir.
God said, what is she crying about? What is he crying? What are they crying about? Because they're trying to get there through a promise.
Come on, apostle. That's good. Yes, sir.
Come on.
I love.
The covenant means it's already done.
Yes.
The covenant is not a promise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
The covenant, good God Almighty, the covenant is already fulfilled. The covenant is a closed deal. And you are a covenant child. And you have covenant rights. That no demon and no system and no devil, nobody can stop it if you work it right.
Yes, sir.
I'll make this statement again because I want it to be fortified in your understanding. The covenant is not a promise. Watch this now. It does not answer to fasting and praying. It's a covenant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
KJ.
So you fasting 16 hours, praying 3 hours, and still broke. Because it's not a promise.
Yes, sir.
It's already sealed. It's already signed. It's already delivered.
Yes, sir.
Jesus put the two testaments together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When Jesus died, he brought the Garden of Eden back.
Yes, sir.
You got to declare over yourself, it's mine,
yes.
And I have it now.
And I have it now. Yes.
Amen. Now you better be careful. One of them hands you're going to tap you on the head in here tonight. They're in here. They're financial covenant angels. But they've been looking for somebody to step off in the covenant.
Yeah.
And stop having all them little confession sheets and papers and signs on the wall, hide and corner. Just go get it.
Go get it. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good.
Sit down, because I want you to write this down. And I'm telling you, you're not in Sunday school yet now. All right? Until you do your part, God is not committed. He, until you do your part, God is not committed. You can quote premises all you want. Until you do your part, God is not committed. You can read every scripture you want. Until you do your part. I hear the word ownership. On prosperity. On abundance. Own that house you want.
Yes, sir.
Take ownership right now.
I take ownership right now.
See, because if you don't take it right now, it's not faith.
Yes, sir.
You're waiting on figures.
Right now. Yes, sir.
You got to take it by faith. You got to take it right now by faith.
Yes, sir.
God said he'll give you the desire of your heart.
Yes, sir.
See, God don't work in phase.
Come on, sir.
And God don't work by phrases.
Yeah.
God work by obedience. If you're willing and obedient, he said you shall what? Eat the good of the land. It's too many good people not enjoying their life like they should because they're trying to get it through promises. They're trying to confess it. And there's a covenant. It's already sealed. It's already signed. It's already delivered. And you got to operate by faith. Man, he says he does not answer to fasting and praying.
Yeah.
It's a covenant.
It's a covenant.
See, because if you're praying like God has to do it,
uh-huh.
You're calling God a lie. You're saying the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus is not validated yet.
Yeah.
You got to pray to him. So you have a part to play to access the wealth of financial dominion. The Bible is a book of covenants. The Old and New Testament. Why is this what happened now? The Old and the New Testament both mean covenant. Watch what happened. What Jesus did was to become the breach between the old and the new covenant. So all the covenants of the Old Testament come valid to you.
Yes, sir.
I see y'all don't understand that.
Yes, sir.
Everything Adam lost.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus brought it back.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something in the spirit so you catch it. I see a truck pulling off from your house with all your bills right now. Get out of here. Get out of here. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's a covenant. It may be a covenant truck. Pick it up. We got all them. What them trucks strap, bring them packages and all this stuff? What? What the name of them? UPS and Amazon, all that? No, we got to have the covenant truck rolling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Let me ask somebody now. Let me ask you. I've been preaching about a half hour. Are you advancing any?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, we're gonna have to cut that old humdrum way of doing things, because the church been behind so long. We finally got the teaching on prosperity, but I found out that covenant. That's it. And so, psychologically, and they got this mind religion. You think it, you can have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shh.
Yeah, yeah.
People that's trying. Oh, man, I ain't nothing come. But we're talking about the real deal tonight. We're talking about, I don't need to know how much you have or how much you make.
Yeah.
All I need to know tonight, are you a child of God?
Yes, sir.
This message is for you. You understand? So everybody included, if you're paying attention, God, the Reformation is on. We're going back to God's original covenant plan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We've had so much teaching, but we're still reaching. We need the revelation of it's a done deal. Jesus paid. Woo! Jesus paid for it all. Say it.
Jesus paid for my prosperity.
Jesus paid for my abundance.
Jesus paid for my wealth.
Turn to Psalm 112 while I'm running here. What should be in your house? You're a covenant child. You're a covenant child. This is what's supposed to be in your house. There ain't supposed to be no stack of beer in your house. It's supposed to be a will in your house to your, telling your children, I'm going to leave all y'all rich.
Yeah.
Not no bill or will.
A will. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Right. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? We see, we got a lot of things we've been doing, but there's a word called growth.
Growth, yes, sir.
And so what we're doing now, we're growing.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So Reformation is going back to God's original plan.
Yes.
Not for us to go through all these other things, because I was riding one time in the car listening to the man and tapes, and the Lord said, what you listening to that for? I said, well, Lord, I just listen. He says, that's business. That's business, sir. That's not me. He said, they're trying to use strategy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm about to put you on another system.
Yes.
And I passed them up like they were standing still.
Come on,
Apostle. I had a system, man. I said, what?
Yeah.
Covenant.
Covenant. Yes, sir.
What y'all standing up for? Sit down. Look at Matthew 5 for a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody breathe in the air every now and then. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Well, yes, ma'am. Glory to God. That's right. Hallelujah. Notice what Jesus said here in Matthew 5:17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm come to destroy. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say it to you right now. I'm going to say it. You in a prophetic moment in your life. Prophetic moment, covenant.
Yes.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Two avenues we haven't used enough.
Yeah.
You got to see it before it arrives. You got to have it before you touch it. You got to know it before you say it. You got to operate in it before you feel it. My, my. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it.
Yes, sir.
Watch what I'm about to say now. You turn to Genesis 12. I told you to turn to Psalm 112. I know that. Just put it in your notes. You're talking about what's supposed to be in your house. Well.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at Genesis chapter 12, the first three verses. Write in your note Isaiah 45, the first three verses. And then Psalm 112, the first three verses. Then Psalm 103, the first three verses. Just go over that sometime. I don't know if I'm going to get all that, you know. All of them speaking about who you are and what you have. So Jesus died to bring us into the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
He locked the Old Testament and the New Testament together. Whatever Abraham had, you have. You see what happened in Genesis 12, 1? Now the Lord has said to Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Go to the second verse. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. See that?
Amen.
Now look at the third verse now. You see the third verse?
Yes, sir.
And I will bless them that bless thee.
Yes.
And curse him that curses thee.
Yes.
And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now look at Psalm 112. And go throw everything out your house that don't add up with Psalm 112. Just throw it up. Old raggedy rug, get it up. Don't try to cover it up with nothing. Get the doggone thing out of the house. Your noise wore out, just get it out. Somebody, ooh, it still look pretty good. No, it don't look good. I'll come in and throw them all out. I don't want to walk on that. Get it out of here. Praise you the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delight is greater than his command. That's all y'all up in here. Y'all love God. You're not perfect, but you love him, don't you? Go to the second verse then. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. I received that. That's a covenant statement to me. I ain't waiting no long. Look, and go to the third verse. Well, riches. No, wealth and riches.
Yes.
Shall.
Yes.
Be in his house.
Be in my house.
And his righteousness
endure
forever. Y'all accept the righteousness, but y'all ain't accept the riches. You accept the righteousness, you're trying to live right, but you haven't accepted the wealth.
Yes.
Jesus' blood ratified the blessing of the old and the new and made them both available to you. My goodness, I gotta get some more of this out. So let me sit down. Oh, we just did it. That is why we can quote the psalm and it answers the blood of Jesus, because he had brought the two into one. Yes, so the psalm belonged to you. And you just read a psalm. And the psalm said, what's supposed to be in your house? What's in there? Answer me. What's in there? I ask you to go look back at your house, look at all the trouble you've been going through. I want you to answer me in faith tonight. I want you to answer me in the spirit. I want you to answer me like I'm saying something to you. I don't want you to give me the old answer. And don't want you to say, oh, no, I got bills. I ain't asked you that. What? You slow to answer. Write this down. Something to remember. My son, my prosperity plan is not a promise. So it does not answer the prayer. You're asking for something you already have. So if you're going to pray about it, thank him for it. Thank you, Lord, all my bills paid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, me and my family financially free. Glory to God. I praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, my ministry is paid for. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, my. He's here. I said, he's here. Watch what I say. The debt cancellator is here. The prosperity provider is here. The abundant one is here. I ain't just a mean part. Oh! Whoa! He's here! Somebody answer him. He said, I know he's here and I know he's everywhere. He go before me. He's beside me. He's within me. He's behind me. He's over me. He's under me. Oh, man, come on. Come on. Come on. I want to teach a little more tonight, but how would you dance if you was out of debt? Well, you're out. Dance harder. You're out. In Jesus' name. You're out. It's a covenant right. It's a covenant right. It's a covenant right. It's not a promise. It's not a promise. It's not a confession. It's a covenant right. It's yours now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it from the devil. Take your blessing now. Oh, my goodness. You mean to tell me, Apostle, you mean to tell me I'm already out? You mean to tell me I've been out? You mean to tell me 2,000 years ago Jesus paid for it all? You mean to tell me all I got to do now is take it because it's mine? I heard a very simple statement when I'm coming back. I don't know how it's going to go over with you. But the Lord said to me, tell them, Stop trying to make a living and take a living. I know what he means by that. You take what is rightfully yours. You don't have to make it, take it. You understand? Come on. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Write that down. Sit down. I'm gonna close in a few minutes. You don't have to make a living, take a living.
To go in.
You're already out for you, and this is for you to go in. She says, you're already out, but this is for me to go in.
Yeah.
She caught on. Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that did it to seek him.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't seek wealth. Prosperity. You seek him,
yes.
And when he fully come in,
yes.
Everything gonna be there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. It's already yours.
It's already mine.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You getting anything?
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
I'm going to ask a question. We deal that sometime. I'm going to ask a question in a few minutes. Just give me a minute here. I'm going to ask a question. This question not going to be, sound like it's not going to be too spiritual, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you feel better?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That wasn't good enough.
Yes, sir.
You see, because the old plan is being torn up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe Satan has something to do with that plan. He wanted to be hustling.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You're not a hustler.
No.
You're already in.
Yes, sir.
It belonged to you.
Yeah.
Take it back.
Take it back.
Don't be asking for it. Take it.
Take it.
Say it's mine.
It's mine.
I have it now.
I'm
blessing the city.
I'm
blessing the field. I'm blessed everywhere I go.
That's it. Hallelujah.
So you made some financial mistakes. So what?
So what?
You were trying.
Yeah.
So what? The covenant take over tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Sit down and read this with me. What is a covenant? Let me give it to you. What is a covenant? It is dealt exactly by God based on well-defined terms. Turn to Hebrews 6 and seal with oath. We call it the Abraham covenant. Look what he says. Surely, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. Look in Hebrews 6, and we look at the 13th verse. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he couldn't swear by no greater, he sweared by himself. So God swear that you prosper.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus Christ. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Saying surely. Look at verse 14. Surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. For men dreaded swear by the greater, verse 16, an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God willing more abundantly to show up to unto the heir of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirm it by an oath. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible. So if he said over there when we first started, he give us the power to get well. And it's impossible for him to lie. The power is flowing right now. And I'm getting out by my covenant. If I do any praying, I'm going to pray the covenant. In other words, what the Spirit is saying, take prosperity ownership tonight. And pay no attention to nothing else. Because it's just a bunch of lies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me finish reading that. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enter into that within the veil, whether the forerunner is for whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Write it down if you will. Sit down. I'm going to close in a minute, Leroy. 7 minutes. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
What is a covenant? It's a covenant that God has given his word. And God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, so why are you trying to make it good? It's already made good. Receive it. What was in it? He said, surely, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. Hear that? Let the Lord talk to you tonight. Surely, surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. That's mine. And I don't feel guilty about it. Because you're not going to give me no churchology tonight. Look at Numbers 23:19. Oh, am I you ready to shout? Look at Numbers 23:19. God cannot lie. If he said, give me the power to get well, I have the power to get well. If he said, I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly, I have abundant life because my God can lie. Tell somebody, my God, and I'm not going to make a lie out of my God. I'm going to do what he tell me to do. I'm going to say what he tell me to say. I'm going to go where he tell me to go. My God can't lie. The devil is a liar. The devil's a liar, and Jesus is the Messiah. I have it now. The kingdom on the inside of me. The glory on the inside of me. Christ on the inside of me. The divine nature on the inside of me. I'm not living on the outside anymore. I'm living from the inside to the outside, not from the outside to the inside. Look at the scripture here. 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie. Not the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? I want to go Baptist on you. I want to go Baptist on you right now. You know, I'm from the old Baptist school, you know. I want to go Baptist, but I ain't going to do it. I'm trying to convince myself not to do it. And shall he not do it?
Yes.
Or as he's spoken? The scriptures that we're going over tonight, feed on them.
Yes,
just feed on them and build yourself up, because you see, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm going to close. Money coming prophetically released financial dominion in the kingdom.
Yes.
See, it's prophetic. Money coming is prophetic. It's not no man. It's prophetic.
Yes.
It's saying something already done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's already done. Yes. On the eagle's back.
Sir?
We're soaring on the eagle's back.
You what?
Soaring on the eagle's back.
You're soaring on the eagle's back.
Yes, sir.
Or you better not stay broke either. You'll get you plenty of money. All right. Receive. Soaring on the eagle's back. That's good, son. Hebrews 6:13. Look at it. I mean, I know I went over it. I'm going to try to close in a minute. First of all, God cannot lie, right? Now, in the 13th verse, it says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he sweared by himself. So God sweared, it is sealed. So I think the main thing is, what I'm looking at, is meeting the condition, whatever he said. When you meet the condition, the promise graduates to a covenant.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Sit down a minute. Sit down. Don't be trying to make me close.
Yes, sir. That's good.
I got my white watch on tonight.
Yeah.
My wife saw me, she put her whitewash on. She got it.
Glory to God.
What I told you, Tony? Hebrews 10:30 is online on both. When God had made the promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by greater, he sweared by himself. And I was making a statement to you. Wasn't that? When you meet the condition, the promise graduates to a covenant. Wait a minute. This is the next statement. Oh, God. God's so good. Watch this statement now. When you meet the conditions, the promise graduated to a covenant.
That's good.
The covenant make it binding on God to perform.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He set himself like that.
Yes,
God said himself, you can bond me to make me conform. If you do what I tell you to do, I got to do what I say I'm going to do. God said, I'm bound. If you give your tithe, your soul, and you live right and do what I'm bound to bring you something. I got to do it. I got to get you out of debt tonight. If you follow instructions, I got to get you out. I'm going to make one great statement. I'm going to close and you come. If your side of the deal is fulfilled, God can't come out of it. Oh, y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. God put himself in a position that if you do what's right, you do what he tell you to do, he got to do what he said he going to do. He wouldn't be God. Hold him to it. He love it. He love it. He love it. Hold him to it. He love it. He love it. He love it. Hold him to it. Come on, son.
Yes, sir.
Hold him to it.
Yes, sir.
I received your seed, son. Yes, sir. It's $500 check. It's a good check.
Hallelujah.
Let me read that statement again to you.
Yeah.
If your side of the deal is fulfilled, God can't come out of it. So God has made it a way you can bind him.
Yes, sir.
He He loves it. He just, that's the way he is. You do this, I'll do that. Jesus Christ. Come on, man. I see you. Yo, somebody help that lady up there. Yes, ma'am. I received your seed. That's a $500 check there. And not made out the word of life Christian Center. Made out the apostle, Dr. Leroy Thomas Sr. Let me go back over a few things with you, and I'm close. Amen. Yes, sir. We're empowered for wealth on the platform of the covenant.
Yes, sir.
So I want you to go covenant.
Yes, sir.
All right. The covenant in the spirit realm and in the holy realm is prosperity dope. You'll get high every time. Higher and higher. Say it, higher and higher. I'm getting higher and higher. Drunk in the spirit. It was drunk in the spirit, wasn't it? The covenant is not a promise. It's a covenant. See, a promise is if we're going to do it. A covenant is we have done it. It's done already. So a covenant don't answer to fasting and praying. Fasting and praying is to get you to accept your covenant. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again.
Yes, sir.
What I said, until you do your part, God is not committed. No, I couldn't, man. I'm trying to close. My prosperity plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I'm not committed. So I think what has happened by us not knowing how to maneuver. Good people, we got our confession, we got our board, vision board, and sometimes Satan will answer something to make you think you're doing the right thing because he don't want you to get to the right thing.
Right.
See, so he'll give you a little something to pacify you. But that's really what you should have.
Yes, sir.
So he's trying to hide it from you. So he'll give you, push a little something down, you say, and you know, you think that's it.
Yeah.
Then he got your other three quarters back over here.
Wow.
Lift your hand and praise God.
Thank you.
We'll get back into it tomorrow night.